Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 375 for Monday, May 4th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, taking strength from gains in U.S. soy oil. ICE canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the most active July contract checking in at $452.20 per ton. That's up $5. U.S. soybeans were also slightly higher, which was supportive, along with advances in European rapeseed futures. Traders are hesitant to sell aggressively until they get a better sense of how spring planting is going. Farmers are also too busy to sell right now as they're seeding their crops. Cool weather across the prairies, especially at night, will likely delay planting efforts in certain areas. However, strength in the Canadian dollar was bearish, as it made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which dragged on values. The South American soybean harvest is progressing well, which limited the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 67 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.71 a bushel. Prices rose on ideas soybeans were oversold last week. A rise in crude oil also helped soybeans this morning. There are expectations the soybean acreage in the U.S. will fall due to the accelerated corn planting that is going on. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the July contract sitting at $3.61 per bushel. Good weather in the U.S. Midwest is weighing on prices. Last week's dry bias allowed many farmers to get their crops in. Chart-wise, the market is looking oversold, but it hasn't sparked much interest from traders yet. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the July contract at $4.71 per bushel. There are forecasts for rain in the U.S. Great Plains, which should help the plants establish. A big harvest in the Black Sea region and renewed strength in the U.S. dollar were also bearish for values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, May 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.